The three big oil majors that operate in Alaska, BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil, all released third quarter earnings in the past week. The financial reports are a window into how the companies are weathering the dramatic decline in oil prices. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh reports the industry's balance sheet show it's adapting to challenging times.
You don't need a business degree to figure out it's a rough time to be an oil company.
While we operated well this quarter, low commodity prices continued to impact financial results.
That's ConocoPhillips Chief Financial Officer Don Willett Jr., speaking during the company's third quarter earnings call last week. His company suffered an $826 million loss last quarter. Earnings calls are designed to inform investors on how a company is doing, and taken together, they help indicate how confident an industry is feeling about the future. And oil companies are still acting cautious. Here's BP Chief Financial Officer Brian Gilvary on Tuesday.
As you have seen, the environment remained volatile over the quarter and continued to impact quarterly earnings across the sector.
Unlike Conoco, BP made money, but its earnings last quarter were roughly half what they were in the same quarter last year. The third major oil company in Alaska, Exxon, told a similar story. Its earnings were down 38% compared to the third quarter of last year. This is Jeff Woodbury, Exxon's Vice President of Investor Relations.
Crude oil prices were largely flat, although volatile.
2 years ago, oil prices took a plunge, and the industry is still grappling with the result. But this quarter's news wasn't all bad for the companies. Conoco is the only major that lays out specific Alaska numbers in their results, and they reported a $65 million profit in the state this quarter. But because oil prices were so low earlier this year, the company is still down $10 million in Alaska so far in 2016. The company is spending a lot of money in Alaska. It's beginning construction on a $900 million project in the North Slopes National Petroleum Reserve, for example. Conoco spokeswoman Natalie Lohman says slightly higher oil prices and federal tax credits helped with third quarter profits.
Oil prices this quarter averaged about $43 a barrel, so that helps a little bit. We've also cut some costs because we're trying to work more efficiently.
Analysts say that effort to cut costs is a trend worth noticing. Belt tightening across the industry has helped improve the outlook for oil majors. BP, for example, performed better than financial experts expected. This is Maddie Taitinen, an energy company analyst at IHS Market.
I have noticed a little bit more optimism within the third quarter calls, not just these companies, but other companies as well, looking forward and seeing a little bit more stability and a little bit better view of what the future might hold.
Taitinen says cutting costs has helped companies offset low oil prices to some extent. But forecasters like the U.S. Energy Information Administration don't expect oil prices to bounce back to 2014 levels anytime soon. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.